The Clifton T. Perkins Psychiatric Hospital in Howard County has numerous patients and at least one staff member who have tested positive for COVID-19. WYPR's Mary Rose Madden reports on what's changing at the hospital and what is not.
As Governor Larry Hogan's press conference was getting underway Monday, Miriam Doyle, a clinical social worker at Perkins Hospital for 3 years, was trying to listen for the updates she says her patients are desperate for. But her attention was diverted.
And then one of my patients assaulted one of my colleagues, and people were coming in the door, and I was basically shouting at security staff members to put on gloves before coming into contact with any of my patients.
She ran to a nearby station, grabbed the box of latex gloves, and urged the guards to put them on for everyone's safety. The situation eventually dissolved. But Doyle says she was nervous to see employees from other units show up, though they were helpful. Supervisors had told them to reduce foot traffic between units as much as possible to avoid spreading germs, but at the same time, to offer help outside their units when it's necessary. That policy is inconsistent, says Doyle.
But if there's no social worker on a different unit, you may still have to walk over there and, offer some kind of a therapeutic group or activity. And I'm very concerned about going from one unit and being exposed to whatever might be there and then coming back to my unit. I want to reduce movement in the hospital as much as possible.
But given the number of flare-ups that can happen in a psychiatric hospital, it's difficult to reduce that foot traffic. Also, to try to reduce the spread of the virus, hospital officials have closed shared spaces like the cafeteria, the gym, and the rec center. They've added an extra outdoor session, and Doyle is trying to come up with activities that help the patients but incorporate as much social distancing as possible, things like writing letters or cards or walking meditations. As for personal protective equipment, or PPE, Doyle says they have the latex gloves and a limited supply of masks. Hospital managers have asked the workers to use the same one for a week. She says patients also received masks.
I foresee a lot of concerns with patients not taking proper care of their PPE, having issues like getting that replaced in a timely fashion as well.
Like the rest of the country, she points out, that equipment, as well as coronavirus tests, are in short supply. In that press conference Doyle missed, Hogan agreed that Maryland doesn't have what it needs to support workers in this pandemic.
We do not have enough gear. No one in the country has enough gear. It's not a situation for this one mental health facility or this one state. There are not enough PPE, masks, swabs, or ventilators anywhere in America.
Besides this outbreak, dozens of COVID cases have been reported at a nursing home in Carroll County and several at Maryland's prisons. As for the employees at all these places, Hogan says,
they are in danger, and that's the thing that everyone at the federal, state, and local level and in all the hospital systems are focusing on like a laser beam.
But what also irritates Doyle, a member of AFSCME, the state's largest union, is that emergency pay was canceled last week.
So right now, state employees at my facility are not getting emergency pay or compensation adjustment for being an on-site worker at these times. So that's been suspended right around the time when it feels like this is ramping up into more and more of an emergency.
Meanwhile, patients get their temperatures taken every day, and Doyle takes hers twice a day, once at home and once at work. I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.